So it's Friday night, and we are in a an undisclosed location in Oslo, and I am here with
Frank J. O'Terry from the American Music Center, soon to be New Music USA.
Frank, can you explain, because you'll probably put it a lot more clearly than I would, what have we been doing here this past week?
Well, both of us are part of a network called the International Association of Music Information Centers, YAMIC. And YAMIC has this staff exchange program whereby members from one center get to spend some time at another center in the network to find out more about the center and how it works. And we've been here at the Norwegian Music Information Center.
Yes, and as you say, it's we've been here all week, and I think, well, I'll let you speak for yourself, but it's been a really interesting week, and I know personally I've learned an awful lot from this experience, from working and seeing how another music information center works. I should say that I'm from the Contemporary Music Center in Ireland, for those who are listening. Some might know, others mightn't, and we're part of a worldwide network, and we do similar things, but not identical things. So it's interesting to see the musical culture of Norway, see how they do things, see how they organize their composers, their various programs, and I certainly have gained a lot out of it. I've got an awful lot of ideas out of it, and I need to process all those, bring them back to the office, and see how we can implement them. If I was to ask you, what would be the one thing that you would take away from this week? And I know there are probably many, but
one is hard, not fair. There are several things. Well, you know, the role I have at the American Music Center is multiple, but the primary role I have is I edit our web magazine, New Music Box, and it was very interesting being in an organization that also has a magazine, a web-based magazine as part of what they do, a magazine called Ballada, which before I got here I thought was quite parallel to what we do, because I don't speak Norwegian, and I kind of gave it a cursory look and not really understanding it, but now I see in some ways they're very similar to us, in some ways they're very different. So that was fascinating. Takeaway is I want us to figure out how to integrate ourselves into the society better and into the government better, make them more aware of what we do so that we could work more like they do. I mean, that's very, very, very optimistic, altruistic thinking, and it's going to be a long road. This is a much smaller country, and it operates very differently, but definitely charged me to want to kind of build connections that might take a long time to make, but I want to make a valiant effort to try.
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, what was really interesting, it's hard for me to take one thing, and I guess, you know, I asked you the hard question, but I think for me it's the fact that many of the same problems and same issues that we face in our center, the Norwegian Music Information Center has similar issues to deal with, and I think that's quite affirming for me, and that can be from the very big issues, like the top level issues, right down to the smaller things, and I think when, you know, even think looking at how they organize their library, how they organize their you know, the various things they do to do with the digitization, many of the problems that they've faced are very similar problems for us. That's problem the issues with the website. So I think that's been good to kind of do that sort of benchmark test, you know.
Yeah, definitely issues of digitization, where they're at with sort of the transformation of how music is disseminated. And on the one hand, they have so many resources and they seem so far ahead. But you're right. I would walk in there thinking, oh, they're so far ahead of us. But in some ways, our little baby steps are actually pretty far along, and it's good to see that, you know, we're not as far behind as we might have thought we were. And I think, if I may be so bold as to say so, I think that they might have learned as much from us as we learned from them.
Because it is, the very nature of it is as an exchange. So we receive the information, but we also gave it.
Absolutely. And it was a delight to be able to do that. I hope that many of the folks in here in Oslo will take me up on my offer to do an exchange with us, and hopefully do an exchange with you as well. And it's a fantastic program, and I'm delighted that Yamek supports this kind of activity, and we've been involved as a host organization for 3 years in a row and as a guest 3 different times, and we're looking forward to our next being a host and being a guest as well.
So it ends a very positive week, a very busy, filled out week with lots of things and lots of ideas, and we've had great chats, and hopefully we can continue these chats again. And one more thing.
Well, I gotta say, I mean, that's part of what made this even more delightful, is it wasn't just a two-way exchange. The fact that we were both here made it really a triangle. And that was a delight. And of course, after hours, you know, we've been spending all this extra time together, so we've had our own exchange as well, and it's always great hanging with you, Jonathan. You know that.
It's always great hanging with you, Frank. It's brilliant. We go back a long way, all the way back to Budapest, and here's to more exchanges, more conversations about all sorts of things, and it's been a blast. Thanks.